Well, hello there, my friends. Chris Marcus here with you for Arcata Economics on 5 o'clock Eastern on a Wednesday. And today we are going to dig into how silver price, man, it got close to 60 bucks today, within 35 cents. And as you might imagine, or maybe you don't imagine, there are actually a couple of reasons why that I have not heard mentioned many places elsewhere. So welcome on in and hope you're having a great day out there. And we'll go through them together here. Although first, a quick look at the pricing. We see gold still up 14 bucks on the day. The future's at 42.34 and a half. Won't round up, we'll be precise there. Silver futures 58.93. And there you can see the spread between spot price narrowed a little bit. It was about 60 cents yesterday, came in a bit. And what do we have here? About 45 cents. So we will dig into that as well as a handful of other things. Still a little bit of divergence in the price quoting. So I mentioned this in yesterday's Substack column, but especially right now. So we have 58.93 on CME. And here, okay, so they are matching. What does CNBC have? Okay, well, even 20 minutes ago, they weren't all lining up. So seems like something happened ever since the CME got shut down the other night. But anyway, as you can see on, you could pick any one of these charts and, well, you could look on the chart or just scroll down here where you see day high $59.65 for silver. So incredibly close to the $60 level, did not get there today. Although, as you can see on the daily chart here, quite a choppy day. You know, you had this. It always looks bad when you see that. Kind of grinds higher and then just falls off the cliff. Won't go into today whether that was a spoof or some market participant that had a large... Well, I don't know if anyone would... I know there's people who get riled up and say, oh, why are you talking about manipulation? Although, I don't know, ever since I've been studying this, I still have yet to find an explanation for if you're selling something, why you would do it like that. I would have been thrown out of Susquehanna, the old option shop I worked for, the same day, I imagine, if I had ever executed an order like that. And in the case here, you see it there again, make of that what you will. In either case, the price is at 58.93, which still good news. Although, let us dig into some other good news, especially... Well, I might add, if you're short silver, this might not come as good news. I don't know how many people we have in our audience who are doing that right now, but if you have a massive short position, it won't seem quite as ideal yet. Anyway, got the Silver Institute numbers. The mid-year report came out, I guess that was 2 weeks ago now. So as you see here, we go to market balance, and here we see these big deficits the last couple of years. And then the number drops down to 95 this year, largely because even though the solar installations continue to grow, there has been quite a bit of thrifting. I put an article out about that a couple of weeks ago. Maybe it was last week, 2 weeks ago, which showed some of the science nerds even talking about the numbers. It's been significant. Anyway, you get down to still a deficit, but not as big. Yet, to remove a little more space dust. And if you look down here, you see market balance less ETPs, and there's something 295. What is that? So basically, the way they do the numbers here, and I do not subscribe to the Silver Institute conspiracy theory. We'll leave that one at that. Not saying the numbers are perfect. Nobody knows where every single ounce of silver goes, but I have met both Michael D'Arienzo and Philip Newman now, both not only on the computer, but in line, and in person rather. And if you want to tell me, if someone wants to say they disagree with the numbers, or I know there were revisions, there's revisions, a lot of numbers, yet I would be willing to bet against any sort of nefarious like manipulation of the data. So that aside, either case, we look down here and we see 200 brings it to 295. Basically, what they do here is they strip out what happens with the ETFs, which I know Jeff Christian of CPM Group, he considers this the number, or actually Jeff Christian takes out, when he calculates supply and demand balance, he doesn't include investment silver either, which is what he feels is the true supply-demand balance, which, I mean, I think there's room for all three approaches, whether you're stripping out investment silver or ETPs or putting them all in. I mean, depending on what you're looking for, there's credence to all three of them. Yet, here's the thing. If you do include the ETFs, then all of a sudden, rather than the deficit getting smaller, you have the largest deficit in history on track this year if you include the ETFs. Now, why did they break out the ETFs? Because obviously that's different than industrial demand. And we've seen there are times where metal floods into the ETFs. And then until recently, for the couple of years prior to this rally, the metal was flying out of there. So, but if you include it, that's what you get. And at least if the metal is going in there, I think that's relevant as a total summation figure. And here's the thing. Well, are we expecting metal to go in and out of the ETFs? Well, I couldn't tell you the exact answer, but most likely if the price rises, you can generally think there's going to be metal going in, since that's how that part of the institutional market often works. Not a guarantee, but you know, if the price goes down, you'd probably see metal come out. And like I promised the other day, today we don't have to just think about it. We can look at it exactly. Here are the gold ETFs. By the way, if you guys use Gold Charts or Us, if you do this top line, you're getting COMEX as well. If you do this second line, then subtracts out COMEX, so you get just the ETFs and fund holdings. So we have clicked on that one, and we'll look at the daily 3 month. So at least so far in November, this is the gold chart. Interesting, you had, and I believe this was, yeah, there, here you can see the blue line is the price. So when, here, you have a little dip there, metal comes out. You have a dip here, metal comes out. You have the price going up, and really over the last month or so, gold continuing to go into ETFs. Why is gold being purchased in the ETFs? You can look at CNBC or Bloomberg. They're pasting it everywhere. Now the Fed's definitely going to cut in December. Amazing to me that they don't mention that. Oh, yeah, and Trump's getting someone supposed to name his chairman candidate in December. It was going to lower rates even faster. Yet, if that's going to be the commentary out of the Fed, and I guess the White House, just imagine Mohammed Al-Erian being concerned about the lack of independence between the two. I'm going to find a way to track him down and email him that conversation where Volcker talks about how during when Reagan was about to be elected, James Baker came in and basically told him that he was not raising interest rates. Nonetheless, it sure seems like there's more cutting ahead, let alone when we go to QE, let alone when you run into more overt problems in the bond market. And so far, metal is continuing to go in. And if you're saying, well, all right, enough about gold, let's see silver. Well, I'll show you silver. We will click there. And here you can see a little bit different. But if we look at the 3 month, again, when the price was coming down here, you saw metal coming out. But as the price has been going up, I wouldn't say like a flood of metal going into the ETFs, but at least if you look, and this is, I think this is, okay, yeah, the, let's take a look at the date of this report. It was November 13th, and we look over here, let's get more precise. It's okay, so since November 13th, metal has continued to go in, which, bit of a problem if the price continues to rise, and certainly we've seen that happen over these past couple of weeks, certainly the last week in particular. So could that change? Could the price go down and metal starts coming out? Yes, although when you look at why metal's going in there and how this generally operates and the fact of what's happening with the Fed, I would say in a above 50-50 probability there. So that would be a problem. But here is another, we'll call this potential problem for the folks who are short silver. Had another Bloomberg article today, why silver price has been surging even more than gold. And here you go. Why has silver rallied so much this year? Often moves in tandem with gold, blah, blah, blah. But heavy debt loads in major countries such as US, France, Japan, and basically everywhere else on the planet have, and a lack of political will, which is also readily available in multiple locations in global governments, has led investors to stock up on silver and other alternative assets this year in a wider retreat from government bonds. And by the way, this will deserve its own show and probably column too, yet it's fascinating. We haven't even seen the exodus out of the U.S. bond market yet, which, well, I mean, maybe it was 15 years early on the silver move, but similar with, what else are you expecting people as they sit there, get a negative return, real return, that's going to be increasingly more negative over time. So we'll come back to that another day, but here, maybe you've heard this one before. Global silver mine input has been constrained by declining ore grades and limited new project development. Mexico, Peru, and China, the top three producers, have all faced setbacks from regulatory hurdles to environmental restrictions.